So our next session is one that I am always excited to do, which is a few of my favorite things. It is kind of a Texie Talk staple. I typically do this every year at the last session, but I decided to put it right here in the middle this time. And it's an opportunity for me to share a few things, tools, technology mostly, because of course it is called Texie Talk, that I use and love that I think you might also. I would really love to see you put in the chat a few of your favorite things, because of course there are just so many tools out there. What I have done in the past is done like 50 plus tools in 10 minutes. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about why I've chosen not to do that today, but it's not going to be quite as fast paced. You're going to get some good, hopefully you'll get some good ideas and some good tools to use, but don't worry. Usually I'm talking so fast, I can't even like catch my breath. All right. So, Canva. I think you guys are probably all very familiar with Canva. This is one of my favorites. We use it for speaker graphics and all this stuff, but I recently did learn how to use it to create countdown videos, promo videos. The video editing in this is like so easy. If you use Canva, put it in the chat. Let me know that you love it. It's one of those platforms that I always think everyone knows until I'm talking to someone and then they're like, "Oh, I've never heard of that." Looks really interesting. So I am mentioning it right here at the top, with some that you probably know, but maybe you don't know about the video editing. I've been using Canva for a long time. I see Dia uses it. Another Facebook user loves it. Other people think it's amazing. Great tool, but I really haven't used it for videos until very recently, like this week. I've been playing with it for a few weeks, but absolutely love it, Sherry says. And Dia says creating in and out cards, which is a really great idea. All right. Number two, I'm not going to do these in order. So this is my newest obsession, using your iPhone as your camera. I'm not doing it today only because I really, especially when we are live, I am terrified of doing too many mixing, too many things. But you now can either buy a little gadget, or I had ours 3D printed, and you hook it right over your webcam, MagSafe charger, your iPhone right to it, and it uses the back of your camera to as your iPhone camera. The quality is way better. You can also use their mode where it follows you. Of course, right now in the moment, I'm forgetting what it's called, but when you move, the camera follows you so that you don't get all these weird moments. You can use portrait mode, spotlight lighting. It's so much better. I think the joke is that Apple has just decided they're never going to improve the camera on their Mac, so they'll just let you use your iPhone. But you just have to update to the newest Ventura operating system and then put it right on there. You do need to buy a little device like this one. If you want the 3D printing templates, just let me know, send me a message or something, and I'll give you the one that we used. But you can also buy them like Belkin, of course, has the rights at this point to do it, and it's out there now. So I'm sure you can find them all the time. Okay, next, I would like to tell you about the iOS 16 photo cutout. I do like Photoshop and I am a big fan of it, but for those of you who maybe do not use it, or for even for myself when I'm on the go and I just have to do something quickly, there's this new feature with iOS 16, and I do understand that not everyone is a Apple user, but these are my favorite tools. So Apple products it is. There's this new feature in iOS 16 where you can actually just press and hold a subject in a picture and it cuts out just the subject. You can paste it into messages, you can put it on a background or some other image. And I've used this actually a lot for the speaker images that we share before conferences, being able to take someone's photo, just pop that one piece out, and it's actually quite accurate. Even this sample that I'm showing you from something I found online is a pretty bad example because it has all this extra space around his ear, which I really don't see most of the time. Dia, you made my day. She said she finally gave in to iPhone. I feel like I have to have a party every time someone switches over. So we won't talk too much about iPhone stuff and Mac stuff. All right, now I am going to talk about Toby. This is a lifesaver. I can see our speakers behind the scenes here. I can't see everyone else's faces, but let me just ask how many of you have at least 40 tabs open right now. I always have too many tabs. And it's always hard to go back and find things that I'm looking for, especially things we use Google Drive a lot. So I'm clicking into folders and finding the files. With Tobi, it's a Chrome add-on and you can organize all of your tabs. So when you open a new tab, it suddenly has all the organization that you want. So for example, we have like, I have a client projects and I have the trackers for each client project. And all you have to do is click on the tab that you want and it pops it open. So that way you don't have to keep everything open. And more importantly, you're not always looking for the things that you're using all the time. It's a little bit hard for me to explain it. So I highly recommend you just go there and download it and try it and you'll find that you love it. All right. Proposify. I usually try to make sure that my stuff that I share here has never been shared before. But this one I actually love so much that I do think I shared it 2 years ago. And there's still so many people who've never heard of it. I use Proposify for all of our proposals and contracts. And it's so great to be able to drag and drop sections of content that we use over and over again. For example, when we're putting together our scope of work for planning clients, we have, you know, on-site staffing, we have venue research, we have all these things that we do over and over again, and you can kind of just drag and drop and put them into this new proposal. It also uses all the variables. So in the contract, every place you want it to have, you know, the client's name, you'll never again send one of those awkward proposals or contracts that has the wrong company name or person's name in it. So definitely recommend this. It also helps you track all of your incoming revenue and outgoing revenue. Incoming. I don't know why I said outgoing. Incoming. Tracks all that money coming in. Let's track that and all the contracts, what has been signed. Authy is great for, every app at this point is asking for two-factor authentication, and this app makes it a lot easier. You can just pull up the app on your phone and select which platform you need the token for, and it will give you the token, and then you can go ahead and put it in on the website. Anchor. We've been using Anchor for years. It actually started out as a simple platform just for kind of sending messages back and forth. It's turned into a very powerful podcasting platform by Spotify at this point. I think they bought it, but they allow you to create your shows and then you can actually monetize. You can even put in your own ads, either their ads or other people's ads into your show so that you can monetize. We do use Anchor for our Event Hustler podcast, and we will be using it to create a podcast of just all the content that's been shared over these 3 days so that you can go back and listen audio only back to back, which I know we all like to binge watch content, binge listen to podcasts. There are tons of podcasting platforms, but they have really good analytics, super simple to use. You can distribute it to Apple and all the popular places. So highly recommend. Let me take a break and see. Dia, to find Tobi, I would just look up Tobi Chrome extension and I'll get you the link after this. Someone says, what tool would you recommend for speakers to pre-record their presentations in, video and slides? I actually use StreamYard, which is what we are using right now. Heather says she loves Social Live, which is another great one, very similar. We do have a lot of our speakers using Zoom and things like that, but that could be something to consider. And Chloe says she started making a resources list in Airtable. So I think that's instead of Tobi or in addition to Tobi. I like something like that too, but this is, I use Tobi because it's just like every time you open a tab, it's right there. Let me know what you think, Chloe. Okay, next we have LastPass. This is one of those things like everyone should be using. Every time I talk to people, they're not using it. It's a password manager. I think it's very important to use for a lot of different reasons, but the one that I wanted to feature today is their emergency access. So not only can you sync all your passwords and organize them by type, you can share access to passwords. So let's say in your organization, you could make sure that your team has access to all your passwords for business needs, but they don't necessarily have your passwords for all your personal stuff, for example. But most importantly, God forbid something were to happen to you, you can actually set up a person who is then able to have access to everything if you were to, you know, have an emergency or just completely not be available. You can assign who that person would be. And for me, it's my husband. It's one trusted contact who can take care of everything. I mean, this is just a huge problem these days, is that our whole lives are online. So we want to make sure people can access. All right. I got to move faster. This is a really new cool one called Lasso.io, a great platform for managing your event staffing. There's scheduling, communication. You can even pay all of your staff through this. Definitely check it out. And it's just very simple. You can use it on the iPad. You can use it on the phone. But when you especially have large events where you're coordinating a lot of staff, makes it seamless. Experience profiles. We're going to dive into this a little bit more with the Wheel of Belonging in a few minutes. And you know that we used the experience profiles this year for Texie Talk. It's such a great way to identify how your attendees are, how they want to experience your event. And so I highly recommend that you check them out. The information is on our website. It's here, obviously. And we're going to dive into a session with them right after this to talk a little bit more, not just about the experience profiles, but about that Wheel of Belonging that we talked briefly about yesterday. I'm going to put up, there is a link in the chat on LinkedIn and on Facebook. So please check it out. And you guys can contribute to that while I'm talking, because we're going to dive into that in just a moment as well. Twine for Zoom. Thank you to all of you who joined us this morning for speed networking. And we are going to use this plugin tomorrow as well. We used Twine last year. It's a great networking platform. They have expanded their opportunities for how you can do it. So it's not just one-on-one speed networking, but you can do small groups. You can do longer times. You could do more of a table format where people can move around, which is what we will do tomorrow. So if you miss the networking tomorrow at the close of the event, we're going to do some of that kind of networking. And the big change from last year is that they are now integrated directly into Zoom. Chloe, I don't think they're directly, I don't think they have any association with Microsoft Teams. It's free to use and super easy. I love it. So definitely check it out. They're great, especially if you're using like Zoom meetings for internal team meetings or something, to do like a quick icebreaker or an opportunity for people to break out in ways that are way cooler than the breakouts just straight in Zoom. Everyone is talking about Discord, and I think Discord is essentially a nicer version of Slack. It's more private. There are tons of communities on Discord, so I highly recommend that you check them out, because there's probably, I don't know if there is an event community. I'm sure that there is. I'm not part of any, but it is a great platform for people to just connect with each other. And as you can see, it looks very much like Slack. Circle is another community platform that we really like, as you know, because we have our platform there. We have our community there. You can go join and check it out. It's all free, texietalk.com/member. And what I love about these platforms is that it's so much easier to connect with the people who are part of it. There's a member directory. We can upload past video content. We can host our events in there. We can post when they're happening, and you can actually get a notification that it's happening, unlike Facebook events where everything gets lost in the algorithm. So huge, huge fan of these other platforms, even though, as I mentioned yesterday, there's always a challenge of getting people to use these things because they're not where you're spending all your time, but definitely one of my favorite things. And as I said, I didn't do as many as I have been doing in the past. In the past, I used to do like 50 things in this presentation, but first of all, I've been using a lot less stuff, especially because I haven't been traveling as much and things in life have changed a lot. Some of the things I've really been doing that I love are turning off notifications for different apps, moving apps like social apps off my first page on my iPhone so that I don't even see those things come up, using the focus mode on iPhone. I'm sure Android has something similar to this where it's basically do not disturb. You can make it so that you can't be using your social apps and you can't get lost down those rabbit holes, and you can just not be bombarded by a billion notifications and phone calls and texts. So I've been doing that, and tons of unsubscribing, not just from emails, but from groups. I think we are all part of so many Facebook and LinkedIn groups that don't provide us any value. And so really cleaning all of that out to make less noise. And so with that, I am excited to wrap up this session, but also to announce that we are bringing, well, it never really went away, but we are putting the focus again on our Ignite program. Ignite is a consulting program that I launched, I think, 3 years ago. And we did two cohorts of people. It was an entire year-long program. And that community is still probably the most engaged community that we have ever had. We still meet monthly. We still do all kinds of things together. We work together. Jennifer was one of our Ignite clients and is producing today's event with me and produces all kinds of events with us. We partner with each other. It's a really great community. So I'd encourage you to just check it out. It's more on the business side. So it's more for people who own their own businesses in the events industry. It doesn't have to be a planner, and who really want to be more intentional. We're trying to be more intentional across the board, not just with our events, but with our businesses. Many of you know that I have had two kids during the pandemic. And so all of my kind of brain is focused on making the business work for me and not the opposite. And so this is now a community that we're relaunching with intention to grow so that you all will be able to create businesses that serve you and not the other way around. Okay, that's all I have. Thank you so much for listening to me spiel for a really, really fast paced. Let me see if there's, thank you, Jennifer. She says Ignite is amazing. That community, that little group of event planners that we have right now is just the best. So I'm so excited. Robin says there ought to be a job called unsubscriber in chief. I have a folder in my inbox where I just put all the things I want to unsubscribe from. And Courtney, who works with us, she just goes in and unsubscribes. She, like, that is at least part of her job responsibility. Megan says, do not disturb is my BFF. I feel the same way. And Chloe, Liz, do you feel the software fees are a good deal compared to, for example, paying for extra staff on your team to do the same thing? Totally depends. I would say based on the dollars per hour that you would be paying someone to do the work, you do want to make sure that there is good. I mean, there's obviously value in paying people to do the work, but there's a lot of the stuff, especially the stuff that I was sharing today, that it does not have to be some big person that you've hired that costs you thousands of dollars per year. Look at all these igniters. Yay. Thanks, everyone. So I think it depends, but yeah, I think most of the time, pretty much everything I shared is either free or very inexpensive. So I think they are great deals compared to paying for extra staff to do this stuff for you. But in the whole mood of what we've been talking about, I am not a fan of like, do everything yourself, work 90 hours a day and kill yourself doing that. So to an extent, otherwise you should hire people.